Hey, welcome bij Jarmo FMG.
Well,
one, two.
Your hands, everybody.
I'm
get down.
Jarmo FM.
Oké, dan welkom bij Jarmo FM van donderdag 11 juli. Nog steeds vanuit LA, California. Back in business. Ik zou vandaag eigenlijk op zoek zijn bij Gary van Persistent of Sound. Maar mijn huisgenoot Olivier, die was te laat. Of die was stuck in traffic. Olivier, tell me the story.
The story about being stuck in traffic is absolutely horrible. I hope you have ready for about a 2-hour story, because it actually takes 4, but I cut it down in half for you guys. Everybody is busy. So when I'm ready, in about 20 minutes, I'm going to start the story about getting stuck in the traffic. But the problem is, in LA, you have to realize, if you want to go do something, you have to plan ahead. So, you know, if you say it's going to take about an hour, think about 2.5 with this fantastic traffic. That's what I might say so far. It's pretty horrible.
Thank you, Olivier. Olivier is een hele goede gitarist van The Mudfoot. We gaan nu ook beginnen met een track van The Mudfoot. Olivier, we just recorded a track last week. So I want to play the song where we also have a video for. It's going to be dropped very soon. It's The Mudfoot. And what's their song called?
Oh, it's called what is it called? The something like Motown Grease Fire? Something maybe like that? I think that's what it is. Hey, guys. Okay, I was kidding. It's called Motown Grease Fire. So now open the other ear now, the third ear. Make it happen. Check us out. Check us out now.
Y'all bump them shits now. Do it now, Steve. Push the button and do it now. Yeah.
Oké, dan, je hoorde net de ruige versie van Motown Greasefire van de Mudfoot. Nog steeds jammer, film live vanuit California. Ik zit hier met Olivier, een hele bekende bluesgitarist. Hij heeft met heel veel grootheden heeft hij gespeeld. En Olivier, I just want to play some Zydeco music. Because you have been playing Zydeco for a long time. You've also lived in Louisiana in the swamps. Can you maybe tell me something about this time?
I tell you what, Zydeco is totally amazing. It's a culture. It's not just a kind of music. It's a culture. It's a way of life in Louisiana. And I feel blessed to have been accepted by this Zydeco community, because all the Zydeco people and musicians are like a large family, and if everybody likes you, you're in good shape. But if one of them doesn't like you, it's time to move. You know what I mean? It's time to move far away. So anyway, the Zydeco music is amazing. Comes from a word from France, and which means the beans. It's supposed to be pronounced haricot in French. And these people, you know, were singing about the beans were not salted in early times, where they were just playing with a washboard and an accordion in the backyard on Sunday after church and the noon meal, you know, family meal, and big lunch. And so what happened is that they didn't know how to call this kind of music, and singing about this beans not salted, they called it haricots au pas salé. That's Creole French. And they started to jam on that, and Zydeco au pas salé, and everybody said, oh no, it's going to be a bad year. We have no salt to put on the beans to preserve them. That's the symbolic of the bad year in this story. So what happened is, to make it really less long, let's say, let's call it shorter now. Come on, I go for it. So Zydeco music became super huge with the intervention of Clifton Chenier. He put Zydeco, he put a band together, and it was called Zydeco Music, from Zydeco, French. And that was the birth of an amazing journey for this type of music.
Thanks, Olivier, for the wonderful story. Je kan, zoals je hoort, kan Olivier praten zonder einde. Het is echt prachtig. Dus ik hoef maar één vraag te stellen en ik kan... er is gewoon een mooi verhaal van 5 minuten. Dan wil ik... nu Clifton Chenier, die wil ik draaien met Zydeco El Pasal. Do you know the track, Olivier?
I've heard it. As on top of this, I did see Clifton Chenier. Fortunately, there was a blessing live before he passed. So that was a fantastic experience for me to see this legend perform in front of me.
Here's Clifton Chenier with Zydeco El Pasal. Let's go.
Tu que c'hai magnifique?
Oh, man. Keep the one here.
Allo de Zydeco, né?
Zydeco El Pasal.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Double doses. Straight from Los Angeles. Yes, that was Clifton Chenet with ITV. It's so hard to pronounce, man. Olivier, can you help me?
Yes, pronounce in French, real French, et petite fille. But in Creole French, et petite fille.
Ja, je hoort het. Het is heel moeilijk met al die verschillende accenten. Je luistert nog steeds naar Yarmo FM, live vanuit Los Angeles. Ik zit hier nu 2,5 maand. En ik kom over 2 weken weer terug naar Amsterdam, weer in de studio te chillen. En even weer lekker radio te blazen vanuit de studio in Amsterdam. Ik zit hier nog eventjes 2 weken. En ik woon hier bij een bluesband in huis. En samen maken wij de straat van LA onveilig. En proberen wij hier de blues scene in leven te houden. Je hoorde de eerste track van ons hier in de radio-uitzending net. Het was Motown Greasefire, maar er gaat binnenkort ook een clip gereleased van worden. Je hoort hem binnenkort op mijn Facebookpagina. Dan gaat die gedeeld worden. Komt helemaal Gucci. En Olivier, ik zit hier in de studio met Olivier, mijn prachtige huisgenoot, vader, moeder. Hij is van alles, maar hij is ook vooral een hele goede bluesgitarist. So Olivier, you've been living in Los Angeles for 5-6 years now.
Yeah, actually, not quite exactly, but next to Los Angeles for like 6-7 years, and really in Los Angeles now for a little less than a year.
All right. So, yeah. What's your history? Because you're born in France.
Oh yeah, I was born in France, and then at some point, it was about 10 o'clock. I realized I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, or vice versa. So. Luckily, I met this person who said, you should move to America. I said, well, move, probably, I have no idea on that, but I would like to go look and see and experience with my own eyes. I did.
So I'm you went out to go see the American dream.
I'm still here. I never thought I would stay. Sold. I was sold. I loved it.
So you arrived in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I went to Louisiana. I went into the South. I went to see the Rolling Stones in Paris. Went to see this super band. I love the Stones. And there was an opening band. And I was totally surprised how much I did love them. So this band was the Meters from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So I went back from this concert still really fired up about the Stones, but also fired up about this kind of music in Louisiana I've never heard of. And that was like the funk, New Orleans funk, or funky. So I discovered that, so I went to the record store and started to purchase every New Orleans type of music I could find, and educated myself for a little bit, and isolated myself as well. Listened to all this stuff and then decided, yep, I am going to New Orleans as soon as I can. And that's this. Stick to this story.
So have you ever heard of Basin Street?
Which street?
Basin Street.
Basin Street?
Basin.
Basin, no, I never heard of it.
This is a street in Louisiana.
Are you talking about the Basin?
Basin Street.
It's not a street. Well, the Basin is like an area we have water. It's shaped kind of like a big, large pot or something. So, like you're cooking, but it's...
Okay. I thought Louis Prima had a song about this. Do you know Louis Prima?
I know his sister. No, that's a bad joke. Yes, I've heard of him, but I don't think I'm too familiar, honestly.
Doesn't matter. I don't have the song anyway, so I can't
go
play
it. I would love to. Ik ben
erg beperkt hier in California wat muziek betreft. Maar we gaan er gewoon het beste van maken. So, what did we eat today, Olivier?
Well, I think we made a little jump. We went over the border and back. We went to get some big Mexican tacos straight out of that street truck. The taco truck.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is perfectly located at the corner of our favorite liquor store / cigarette store. Not that we drink or smoke. Irrelevantly, all we do is actually purchase some delicious tacos there. This is it.
So have you ever seen the movie Chef?
Absolutely. I love this movie.
It's about a taco truck, right?
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to play a song of the movie. It's Mi Swingers Tropical. It's Tempo and the Candela All-Stars. Nicodemus.
Yo traigo para ti algo excitante. Mi jarabe te levanta de la tumba. Es un jaleo pa' que siempre te salante. Un poquito de mela, sazón y rumba. Es un pasito que te voy a enseñar. Un venejito que sé que te gustará. Y cuando aprendas a bailarlo con sabor, te aseguro que este ritmo gozarás. Se baila así, se goza más. 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 Se baila así, ay qué ritmo sabroso. Se goza más. Este ritmo yo lo gozo. Se baila así, tú quieres guarachar. Se goza más. Oye, ponte a bailar. Se baila así. El ritmo de Puerto Rico. Se goza más. Es el que me gusta más.
Oké, dan. Je luistert nog steeds naar Jarmo FM. Je hoort net Nicodemus en Quantic met Me Swing is Tropical. Ik zit hier nog steeds in Californië, in de woonkamer, Los Angeles, met mijn maat Olivier, Zeus Einstein on guitars, the master on the super duper dagger super guitar, and he's gonna announce a song for me. So what's it gonna be?
Well, first, the band's name is War. Pronounce War. I repeat, War. And then the band, the song's name now, is called Low Riders. And we might tell you what Low Riders is about after the song, if you're lucky, if I'm not asleep. But it's called Low Riders by a band called War. And I hope that now you have it, you get it.
Yeah.
If not, I'll tell you after the song.
Here by Jarmo FM, op Salto.
All my friends know the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
The band,
I think it was called War, and the song's name is Low Riders. Like, really? Like, I don't know that. Come on now.
So, can you tell me something about Low Riders?
Oh, yeah, the Low Riders. Well, these guys ride low. Yeah, that's my story.
Thank you. Well, that's a short story for Olivier.
It's a short one. I love short stories.
The only reason that this could be a short story is that you don't really know anything about it.
Absolutely. No, I do my research on Google right now. Low Riders. How do you spell riders? No, I'm kidding. No, I got it. It's a joke. No, you listen to the lyrics from the song first, and then you'll think about something.
Low Riders.
And then, You might have an idea.
Yes, je luistert nog steeds naar Yarmo FM Straight Out of California. We gaan blijven nog even een beetje de Latijns-Amerikaanse sfeer. We gaan verder met Bang Bang van Daytona. Je luistert nog steeds naar Yarmo FM, hier bij Salto. Je hoorde net Daytona met Bang Bang. Ik maak nog steeds radio vanuit Los Angeles. Ik ben hier een band aan het volgen en ik ga ze binnenkort ook meenemen terug naar Amsterdam. En ik zit hier in de woonkamer met mijn maat, super duper guitarist Olivier Zeus Einstein. Zeus, so all my listeners in Amsterdam would like to know... How have you ever been to Amsterdam? Or are you going to Amsterdam?
Well, actually, I did go when I was very young and stupid, which is quite... I didn't have the pretension to be smart at that age, but I did the
What year was this?
Oh, I have no idea. It was in the 70s, probably like 76, 76, 75, maybe 77, something like that. And I had a great time. And then I'm going back, I moved from France to the US in the 80s, in 1980, and I'm still here. And now this summer I'm going to first Ireland for my sister's wedding, and then I'm going to meet Yarmo and this pretty cool little guy, you know, they call him Kingfish, the Reverend Rooster Kingfish. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he's always off the bat when we start recording
really
this show.
Really reserved kind of guy, kind of shy, you know, pretty quiet. So, well, we will be there in Amsterdam this summer. And we'll hopefully perform for you guys. Get some cool, straight from the soul, straight from the heart. Some really cool music.
So you said you were going to make it funky.
Yeah, you know, like, say, let's suppose you're a daddy And your daughter said, Daddy, Daddy, that ain't funky enough. That is not funky enough, Daddy. So what would a daddy like that would do in this situation? The only thing in my mind, listen to the Mudfoot. That's funky. If it's funky enough for this guy's daughter, trust me, he's going to like it too.
Oh, yeah. And we also got soul, right?
We got lots of soul. We're blessed on that.
I know you got soul. I know you got soul. Here's Bobby Bird. But I know you got soul. All right. Oké, dan, je luistert nog steeds naar Jarmo FM hier bij Salto. Je hoorde net Bobby Bird met I Know You Got Soul. We hebben vanavond een woonkameruitzending vanuit Los Angeles, Highland Park. Ik had eigenlijk een radio-uitzending hier bij een lokale radio zitten. Alleen mijn grote maat Olivia die was te laat. En de Uber die werkte ook niet. Dus we zijn nu lekker vanuit de woonkamer in Los Angeles muziekjes aan het draaien. Zoals ik zei, je hoorde net I Know You Got Soul, maar van Bobby Bird. En dan laten we maar een beetje in de funk blijven. We gaan verder met Mama Feel Good van Lynn Collins. Voor alle mama's. I hope you feel good. Los Angeles, Amsterdam. I hope all the mamas feel good. Let's go. Dat is nog steeds naar Jarmo FM hier bij Salto. Je hoorde net Lynn Collins met Mama Feel Good. Ik hoop dat alle moeders zich daar iets beter door voelen. We zijn nog steeds live vanuit Los Angeles, vanuit de woonkamer. Yes. You distracted me, Olivier. Oh. No. So, I want to play this African tune that I played for you with all the crazy guitars and shit. Did you like that song?
Totally. Yes. I think so.
Are you... do you know African music?
Yeah, I really am pretty fond of different types of music. The one I am probably a little bit more familiar is called Zouk. But you have so many different kinds, and honestly, I put my nose out of this for a few years. But I wouldn't mind putting my ears back into that.
All right. So have you ever played African riffs or rhythms yourself on a guitar?
Well, maybe unknowingly, because I never really studied per se anything in particular, but lots of the music from Africa has been, you know, I've inspired so many musicians anywhere in the world and everywhere.
Well, yeah, I know I played some African riffs and stuff, right?
I'm pretty sure. Oh yeah. So in fact, my phone was on and it says play African music. It's amazing listening to my conversation.
Oh yeah.
See, my phone is trying to be part of this thing. My phone has nothing to do with it. So. I really love African music. I think it's amazing. It's full of life and there's rhythms and sub-rhythms and the melodies and all. The patterns are so incredibly different from what we do here in Europe and say, you know, even in the States. The United States has incorporated a lot of this rhythm patterns. From the basic rock to the all the more intricate jazz music, jazz and jazz fusion, and even the blues, the most simple beat you can probably formulate, you know, with any kind of object that you beat on, you know, you have to figure out if you want to be the hammer of the nail or the nail. If you want to be the hammer, I won't be the nail. That's my final word for the story.
Well, thank you for that input, Olivier. So, here's Oliver de Kock om als afsluiter. The Tragedy Story of Two Friends. It is a French name, Oliver de Kock. He's from Nigeria, actually. He's from Lagos. Oliver de Kock met The Tragedy Story of Two Friends. Bij deze is een eind gekomen aan deze uitzending van Jarmo FM. Een van de laatste vanuit Amerika, Los Angeles, California. Nog 2 uitzendingen en dan ben ik weer lekker terug in het fijne Amsterdam. Mijn huisje. En ik wens jullie alvast een hele fijne avond. We gaan lekker chillen op Oliver de Kok. We gaan lekker knallen van maken. Oké dan, je hoort me volgende week donderdag weer om 8 uur. Dit was Jarmo FM. Ai, ciao. Mama.
Yeah.